Good morning, everyone. And thank you for coming to this Sunday's open house. And before I start, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the residents, monastics, and the volunteers who've been running this place, keeping this wonderful place for us to engage in the practice here. Without their effort, we won't have this place for us to practice together. So I want to use this opportunity to express my gratitude.
大家早安, 谢谢大家今天来这里, 参加今天的, 活动。 那在我开始之前, 我希望用这个机会来, 感恩, 这里的住持法师，还有这里的护法，义工菩萨们，因为他们一直在这里努力来护持这个道场，让我们有机会有这个这么好的道场可以来这里共修，所以非常希望有机会在这里感恩。 住持法师们，还有那个常住法师们，还有义工菩萨们。
Today's topic, I was asked to make up something a long time ago, so I made up this topic, karma, examining our thoughts and actions.
那今天的题目呢，也是很久以前。
法师们要我找一个题目讲，那我就想了这个题目叫，我不记得中文我翻译成怎么样，好像是业，然后是审视我们的行为跟信念。I chose to include the word karma in the title. I don't know, maybe so that more people would want to come and listen to the talk. A little bit of a marketing.
那我为什么会用这个字，那个通常这个这页这个字，我想或许是让有多一些菩萨们会对这个演讲有兴趣，想要来听一听。
I think there are also, aside from that, I want to think about how this term usually is used and understood, and maybe in the way we use it, there is a little bit of a misunderstanding. It has become a term that's thrown around almost in our daily usage. We hear it even in popular mass media nowadays. And we use it as part of our daily language.
那那个是开玩笑的。那可是我也希望可以用这个机位来花一点点时间来探讨一下，我们用这个"业"这个字哈，尤其是英文了，可能其实中文也有啦，会这个字呢，常常我们会用在我们的日常生活里面。那 有些时候有可能是我们用的方法是有一点不是很正确的，那所以我们希望可以有机会探讨一下。The
word karma, we might hear people kind of throw it around, like some people may tend to think of karma as like a thing. You might hear people say, "It's my karma," or "This is my bad karma," or "I just have to accept my karma." Have you heard these phrases? It's like, "That's my karma." It's like, "It's my car," you know. So it's like a thing. It's thought of as a thing outside of ourselves. It's this thing that I'm stuck with. I just have to deal with it. I just have to live with it. It's like my neighbor, you know. It's like, I have to deal with it.
一个蛮常用的这个字哈，的方法呢，就是说，哎呀，这个就是我的业报嘛，这个就是我的业报，或者这个我的恶业，那个是我太多恶业了啊，或者是 我就是要接受我的业哈，会有这样子的想法。英文比较多听到这样子的讲法，可是中文有时候差不多类这一类的讲法就会讲到。好像就把这个业看成一个东西，一个东西，好像就是我的一台车子啊，或是我的邻居啊，就是我生命里面我身外的一些东西，就是我是要就是要处理它了，这样子的想法哈。So this view, this kind of very subtle view of the karma, turn it into a thing, kind of like this mole on my face. You know, we're born with it, we're stuck with it, and usually the word karma has a bit of a negative connotation, and there's really not much I can do about it. There's sort of like this sense of resignation to it. 所以这样子的想对这个业的看法呢，就会好像就是好像把它看成好像我脸上这一颗痣哈，我生出来就有的了，我是没有办法的，我就是要就还有就是通常不是好东西，都是比较负面的东西哈，会把这样想。还有就是我没有办法，我生来就是这样子的，就这样子，就是业。And following this thinking, we might also hear people talk about like, I believe in karma, like I believe in karma. And by which I think people usually mean that whatever's happening to me at the present moment is some kind of karmic retribution.From some past deeds that they have committed there, and usually probably not so good one. That's why we want to kind of explain away what's going on. That's my karma. I believe in karma, and so this kind of leads them to sort of like accept what's going on. And well, while it is probably it probably serves us well to get us to accept what is going on with, instead of getting angry, for example. Instead of fighting against it and get more, create more suffering. If we really think about it, there is a bit of a subtle attitude behind this thinking that if we really think about it, reflects a bit of an erroneous understanding.Understanding that karma is like a thing that is fixed, that cannot be changed, and we can only accept our fate. And if you really think about it, this is a fatalistic attitude, and it helps contribute to people's view that Buddhism is passive and fatalistic, which cannot be farther from the truth. That's but it is a very common misunderstanding because of the way karma is being talked about very often. 那当我们这样想的时候呢，我们就会也会听到一些菩萨会讲到哈，我相信业报，我相信业力的哈。这样讲的这样子的时候呢，通常呢的意思就是说呢，现在发生的事情呢，我相信现在发生的事情就是我以前所做的业，通常是恶业哈，因为都是不好的东西，我想一定是业力了，这是我的业报，这是我的业报，这样子想呢，通常就会让人会觉得哦，那因为是我的业报呢，我就接受吧。其实这个也不是坏事哈，因为这样子我们就不会生气啦，不会就是在一直在跟现前发生的事情在挣扎了，不是一个坏事。可是我们如果细想一下呢，我们会发现这样子对这个业的看法呢，有一个看这个看法是有一点点偏差的。偏差的意思是什么呢？因为当我们把这个业看成是一个不可改变、永远不可改变的一个事情、这个东西的时候呢，其实这个
这个是会让我们觉得我们就没有办法了，我们就是要接受我们的命运了，我们就这种看法呢，都会常常让人家误会了佛法佛教是一个很消极的一个宗教哈、哦。可是佛法不是一个消极的一个很被动的一个宗教。Thinking of karma as a fixed and unchangeable is an erroneous view because it contradicts the reality of emptiness. Even though there is a past action, maybe there's some past action that we have done that might have planted a seed that might bring about future result, we have to remember that it is not definite that a particular result will come to fruition. Many other conditions need to come together for anything to come to fruition. So thinking the karma is fixed, is inevitable, is an erroneous understanding. We forget about emptiness. And because of this, the Buddha's teaching of the law of cause and effect and the law of conditioned co-arising, not fatalistic, because this doesn't think that, if that happened, I'm going to be stuck with this fate, and there's nothing I can do but to resign to it. There is something we can do.
为什么我说这个对这个业的这个看法是有点偏差呢？因为当我们把这个业力看成是一个已经定的下来的不可改变的事实的时候，我们是忘记了空观。空观是什么意思？就是说，虽然在我们过去可能有做了一些事情，是种下一些种子，这个种子是有可能让未来让我们会有一些果报，可是这个已经种下的业，这个种子只是其中一个这个结果的其中一个一方面，还有我们还有很多其他的因缘要需要在和行才那个某一个结果才会真的发生。所以空观的意思是说，所有的事物事情都是因很多的因缘还有其他的缘要走在一块才会发生的。当我们以为一个因就可以发生一个果，这个是忘记了空观，这个不是佛法。所以我们佛法里面教的因缘观跟因果观不是消极的，不是说以前做了什么就一定是我们就是现在是会怎么样的，所以不是消极，是我们其实很积极的，是我们可以改变的，我们是可以改变我们的命运的。So I spent a little bit of time talking about how karma usually is being thought about and a bit of erroneous view involved sometimes. What is it that I want to talk about today when I use the word karma in the title? I would like to talk about karma as what it means in the Sanskrit word. Karma does not mean bad things, actually. Karma means action. Literally means action in Sanskrit. 那我刚才一直讲一些，就是这个字，这个业这个字啊，常常会有，我们怎么去用，怎么去想这个字，这个观念，还有其中包含的有一些什么观念上的偏差。那我今天的讲的题目里面讲这个业这个观念呢，我是希望讲什么呢？我希望就是回到这个业这个字的在梵文里面的意思，业在梵文里面的意思就是说行为， 就是行为。And based on this understanding of karma, it's not a thing. It's not a thing, and it's not fixed, and we're not stuck with it. Rather, we understand that it's an action. We create a karma. It's a dynamic process. And we choose what karma we create moment to moment. Every moment, we choose what karma we create. We're not stuck with it. 那当我们把那个业看理解成行为的时候呢，我们就会发现业不是一个什么东西，不是一个不能改变的东西，不是那个东就是在我们身外的一个东西，不是。业是我们自己造的，我们自己造的。那我们每一刻每一刻都可以选择我们造什么业，都是我们可以选择的。所以我们做的业全部都是就是我们的一部分，不是我们身外面的什么东西。So when we talk about karma as action, we might have learned that there are three different ways to think about karma. Like, there's the bodily karma, the speech karma, and thought karma. So, 当我们讲那个业的时候呢，我们会可能有记得呢，那个学佛的时候会讲到。有身业，身体的行为的业，口业，我们讲的东西造的业，还有那个念心业，那个我们身体的心念造的业。But if we really think about it, our bodily conduct, or what we say, our speech, they are really manifestation of our thoughts.They follow our thoughts. So, like, when we, you know, to understand why we act a certain way or why we say certain things in response to situations or other people, we need to examine the thoughts that precede these actions. 其实，可是我们，当我们想想看我们的身业。我们的身体的行为还有我们讲的东西的时候，这些我们可以看到的身体的行为口的行为其实都是反映我们的心里面找的我心的行为心里面其实我们希望可以了解为什么我们的行为会怎么身体的行为会做这些事情为什么我们会讲一些什么东西其实我们就是要去关照我们心里面想的念头是什么因为我们是先想的念头才会做或者讲一些事情的 we might think that no it seems pretty spontaneous someone say something I said something it goes pretty quickly like I don't know like I don't know what you're talking about. Like, well, like, what happens is that we are not clearly aware of our mind's activity enough to notice this very rapid sequence of events. This rapid sequence of events is that the thought arises. Actually, the thought arises, and we believe in this thought.Because we believe in this thought, it's translated into bodily action, either in the form of words that we say. Now, words including how we say it, the attitude that goes into the non-verbal cues, not just the words, like maybe the sarcasm that we add to that, or the body language and the action, what we actually do.有些菩萨可能会讲，
没有啊，我觉得我跟其他人讲话都是他讲一句我讲一句，那都很快的，发生得很快的，哪里有怎么这么复杂呢？能没有想那么多吧？那我会跟你讲呢，那我们没有察觉到，是因为我们平常的心是不够明净，因为我们的心平常不够明净，所以我们没有察觉到这个心念起心动念是发生的非常的快的。发生的是怎么样呢？就是那个新念头升起来，这个新的念头升起来，不是立刻就变成行动的，那个心念升起来，然后是我们认同这个信念，我们相信这个信念是对的，然后我们决定把它变成口的或者身体的行为，把说话讲出去，不只是讲的字，而是讲话的那些态度啊、表情啊，怎么都做出来，还有身体的行为，我们的手动的手啦，或者是我们去做什么东西，全部都是先之前都是有那个新的念头先生起来的，那个就是那个念业。So that's what we're talking about, karma. And the bodily speech action comes from thought karma. And we probably have heard that we can think of karma in largely two categories. We create wholesome karma or unwholesome karma. So if we really think, and whether karma is wholesome or unwholesome, like what we say or what we do, basically has to do with the intention behind it. Basically, it has to do with the thought karma that drives these bodily and speech actions. So you might be doing something that seems wholesome and nice, but if the thought behind it is ill-intentioned, that's not wholesome karma. It's unwholesome karma. 那啊，我们也会觉到那个业呢，就是有善业跟恶业啊。那个善业呢，这个一个业，我们做的身业口业，是善是恶，是根据那个背后那个意念来为依归的。这意思是说，有可能我们做的一个事情好像是一件善的事情，好像是一件好的事情，可是我们背后那个想法呢，那个意念呢是不善的，是不善的，或是是因为自私自利的一个原因。那这样子呢，那个做的身业或者口业就变成一个恶业，就不是善业了。And as human beings and especially as Buddhists or practitioners, we try our best to act in wholesome ways, right? Like even though our behavior may not be perfect, sometimes we make mistakes or we make a lot of mistakes.We would like to believe that what we do have wholesome intentions, and so we try to give rise to wholesome intentions. And since what we create our karma, what makes our karma wholesome or unwholesome has to do with our intention.Which I've been saying, the thought that precedes these actions. As long as we convince that our intention is wholesome, we feel pretty comfortable in continuing to live the way we have been living our lives.
right? We know we make mistakes, and we try our best not to, minimize the mistakes. But when we examine our intention, we feel pretty comfortable. If we feel that we were convinced that these intentions are good, then we feel pretty comfortable, right? 那我们作为佛教徒那个修行佛法的其实大部分人都是希望尽量是尽我们的能力来行善的做善业的那当然啦我们不是完美的人我们会有些时候就是犯错误可是我们因为我们的做的行为我们的业 是善是恶，是根据我们的心念的，那我们就会觉得，如果虽然可能有的时候我会讲错一些话，或者说，可是我的心是好的，我的心业，我的是好，是善的话，我们会觉得，那我这样子去生活去做我的人，大概都是没有问题了。 The interesting thing is that despite our efforts to go about life with good intention, and creating good karma, The interesting thing is that we still suffer, and we still experience conflict and contradictions within ourselves. Now, this is very odd and very confusing. I don't know if you have experience. Like, I try hard to, you know, to create wholesome karma, to only have wholesome thoughts, but there's still this sense of unease. Contradiction. Very strange. If we try to follow the teaching of the Dharma, why is it that we still suffer? Some will say, obvious answer is that, well, because you created all this bad karma from the past, right? So you still need to, you know, experience all these retributions. And so we just need to be patient. And kind of wait for the bad karma to exhaust themselves. Then we'll stop suffering. Then we're going to be good. That's and at least, like, oh, there's hope. I don't know how long it will take, but well, there's hope. However, what if we are creating more unwholesome karma all the while we are believing that we're actually creating wholesome karma? Is it possible? Is it possible that that's going on? There's a very interesting situation, 尽我们的能力只来升起好的心念，善的做善的心念，我们还是会感觉到苦，我们还是会感觉到内心的一些冲突跟挣扎。那这个是很奇怪的事情，让我们觉得。 就觉得很奇怪的，为什么我们这么努力在修行佛法，我们还是会感觉到这是苦呢？那有些菩萨就说很简单，因为你以前做了恶业。 你做恶业嘛，你做恶业，现在你就还是要受苦报，那你就是耐心一点，以前把以前那些恶的果报恶业，全部都我们都受了好了，那就不好了，就没有问题了。其实这样想蛮好的，那让我们觉得很有希望，我们就等。
等这些恶业，严重的恶业都消失了，都已经我们就忍耐，那就好了。可是我们要想想看，有没有这个可能，就是我们这现在做的，认以为我们是在做一些善的业，有没有可能在我们以为我们在做善的业的时候，其实我们是在做更多恶业，有没有可能？这个是我们完全不知道的，有没有可能？那就是我们希望可以花一点时间看看哈。Let's take a look. Let's look at an example to help us understand what we're talking about here. 那我们或许可以用一个例子来探讨一下我们在讲什么。Or use a bit of a personal experience. To talk about the creation of karma. 那可以用一个这个例子哈，来谈谈这个业是怎么升起的。Recently, someone asked me, hey, like Rebecca, why haven't you applied for a promotion? You meet all the criteria, you qualify, why don't you go for it and apply for promotion? In case you don't know, I'm a professor, so like people want you to apply for promotion. And now like for those of you who don't understand what this is all involved, like the behavior this we're talking about a bundle of behavior, actually a lot of these behavior involving all sort of things. Not applying for promotion refers to, of course, not actually handing in the paper to apply for promotion, but it has more than that. It involves many things, such as not engaging in self-promotion, I live in a world where you have to work hard to promote yourself. Like you, it's not enough to do work. You have to let people know all the wonderful things you're doing. Maintain a high profile so that people know you. And the more people know you, the more likely you'll get a favorable decision on these promotion committees. What are we talking about? Maintaining high profile, always do things that has a lot of publicity, visibility, and make sure you get yourself into the right kind of committee, the right kind of activities, maybe teach the right kind of courses that powerful people think are important courses, so on and so forth. It also involves when not applying for promotion refers to not engaging in networking activities. Networking meaning like to make sure you make friends with powerful people on campus, seek out the power players, like make sure you have lunch with them from time to time, and those networking activities. 那我这个例子是什么呢？就是最近有人问我，哎，为什么 Rebecca， 你为什么不去那个争取那个升职这个那个机会哈？因为我问你都其实都已经年资很高了，那你就可以，其实你有很多经验，你就可以升职了啊。那为什么你不去争取哈？那我们要讲这个例子呢，就讲这个不去争取这个升职那个这个整个行为啊，是包括很多东西的，不只是说不去填那个申请表去申请，不是讲这个，还是很多其他的行为，包括什么？包括 不去参与一些让自己会会让很让人家去注意自己做了什么好的东西，做我们什么有用的东西的行为。因为不知道大家知不知道，我是在那个大学里面当教授的。那个去升职呢，就是要让大家知道你在做一些很多很特别的、很有用的、很好的事情。通常都是说，就是比较会曝光率比较高的，或者是见报的东西来自我宣传的活动。另外就是不去争取这个升职的是什么意思呢？就是不去参与，就是要跟其他人去找对人来当朋友啦哈。那个找一些有权的人常常跟他们要吃个饭啦，好像很好朋友这样子啦，这样子这些行为都是很重要的元素哈。Now, each of these actions, or non-action, we're actually talking about not doing something, involves decision-making. And we like to believe that we make these decisions with good reasons. Like, we like to believe we're rational beings, we're not doing this randomly. And we are conscious of the reasons we use to justify these decisions, because when people ask, you need to have a ready answer. So why don't you do this? So, 那这一堆的行为哈，或是不做什么东西哈，全部都是每一个都是一个决定，小小的决定，小小的决定，然后变成一些这一大堆的决定。当我们做每一个决定这个行为的时候，我们都相信我们是有很好的理由的，我们不是随便做事情是没有原因的。那我们也会知道我们的原因是什么，我们那个这个，因为当人家问我们为什么你不这样子，你会有一个答案，那个这个答案是好的，有理性的答案。So for instance, I have a ready answer, of course, when asked about this. How would I explain my decisions? I tell you that I chose not to engage in high-profile activities to promote myself. And I just stay with my job, do what's my job, because I don't want to be self-promoting. Because I don't want to create a big ego for myself, thinking that I'm so good and important. And since I'm a practitioner, so I'm not supposed to develop a big ego and make myself think that I'm so important. Anyway, all I'm supposed to do with my life is to do my job and fulfill my responsibilities, support others around me, recognize other people's contributions, and instead of spending my energy trying to gain recognition for myself by making sure that other people know about all the wonderful things I'm doing. That's why I do what I do. 那当然呢，我也有一个很好的答案的，很的答案。人家问我，你为什么你这样子不去争取这个好一点的升职的机会？那我会跟你讲，为什么？那是因为我不去争取，我不去让我自己让其他人可以很常常知道我在做什么好的东西去。让我的自己的曝光率很高的原因，就是我相信我应该做的事情就是把我的自己的工作做好。那我是因为我不想要把我自己常常去让人家觉得我做什么好的东西啊， 让人家觉得让我自己有一个很大的自我，让我自己觉得哎我是这么厉害啊，这么能干啊，因为我是一个修行人，一个修行人就是不应该去让自我越来越膨胀的，而一直就要让自己觉得自己啊我很重要啊，什么我很棒啊，这个不是一个修行人做的事情哈。一个修行人做的事情应该是就是做好我的责任的东西，那做我的事情的时候去帮助其他人，让他们也可以做好他们的事情，然后其他人得到什么成就我们去欣赏他们的成就，那我是 而不是要花我的精力时间精力来让其他人知道我有什么成就，我有什么了不起的能力，这个就是我会给你的答案。那我 now usually we're quite happy with this reasoning, right? Because this sounds reasonable, sounds really wholesome, right? So it's all about striving to be a good practitioner, and sounds even like a little bit wise because we're refraining from developing a big ego and pride. Sounds good. Wholesome, wholesome, and wholesome. And so now, 那我们可能会觉得看上去，哎，这个蛮好的，哈，这个想法蛮好的，那个因为听上去很有道理，还有就是。其实都是那个都是从善，那个心都是从善的方向出发的，因为就是希望可以做一个比较好的修行人，不要还有就是会好像有点自慰的那个不要把这个自我膨胀哈，让自己有那个感到有个那个骄傲啊这样子。So we are convinced that we are being a good person, doing the right thing by choosing not to engage in high-profile activities that would gain us recognition and promotion. So 那我们就会觉得，我是这个好人呢，我是个好人呢，我做的事情就是对的。我做这个这些事情这个决定是对的，因为当我就是不去要把我自己让人家觉得我是怎么很重要啊，来去让自己可以有比较好的机会来得到升职哈。But some people might ask, well, but wouldn't it hurt your chance for promotion? Right. Then, I also have a ready answer. The ready answer is, well, like, hey, if getting promotion means having to develop this big ego by engaging in self-promotion, promoting activities, then I'd rather not get promoted. Now, this reasoning sounds pretty good, too. If you, like, because, hey,well, it means like I value practice more than material gain and status. This sounds pretty noble too. So now this reasoning affirms our decision, and then we continue to conduct ourselves in this along this line of reasoning. 可能会有人问我，哎，可是你这样子不是就会让你没有办法升职吗？那个你不去做你应该做的事情，要如果是要升职，就是要做这些那个跟其他人跟有权的人那个打交道啊，那个让大家知道花时间精力来让人家知道你做什么了不起的东西呀、啊，这样子。也有一个那个心里面也有一个很好的答案，就是哎，如果要升职，就是要让我来做这些事情， 让我的那个自我中心会膨胀的话，那我就宁愿不升职了，可能宁愿不升职。那这个讲法听上去也蛮好的，那个好像就是说，对我来讲，修行比金钱比地位重要，那好像还这么听上去更好听哈，更好。那因为我们觉得这样的想法其实，哎，真的是都是从善的方向，那我们会觉得我这样子做人，这样子做的方向都是对的，我们就一直去做了。
So one might ask, well, this all sounds like one is doing the right thing, putting the practice in the center of one's life rather than focusing on greed and desire, in striving for material success, material gain and status and self-aggrandizement. This all sounds good. All sounds good.But well, I'd like to ask, are we aware of the underlying reasons, the subtle thoughts that drive these decisions? And actually, that's the second part of today's title, examining our conducts and thoughts, really examining them.
那大家听到就会觉得，哎，其实这样都听上去都蛮好的嘛。那个听上去就是这个人就是把那个修行放在最重那个生命里面最重要的地方哈。那个就是不要去那个搞那个贪嗔痴，不要那个去为那个名啊、那个利啊、金钱呐、啊。去争取那些东西，而只是要只觉得修行最重要，很好啊，是吗？可是我要问大家，我们有没有去探讨、去察觉、去真正去看这些想法背后是有什么的比较维系的信念？来推动这些想法的，这个就是我今天讲的题目的第二个部分。第二部分就是去探讨、去审视我们的行为跟信念，真正的去看那些很维系我们平常没有去想、没有去探讨的那些信念。
When I said examining our thoughts and our actions, in the second part of my title for today, now I meant truly penetrating the mind. And that's not so easy because we tend to be satisfied with our ability to maintain the storyline, maintain a set of reasoning.About why we do what we do, why we live the way we live our life. Sounds pretty good, sounds reasonable, sounds wholesome. And the interesting thing is that the feeling of self-satisfaction, when we are self-satisfied, we feel like, hey, I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing pretty good, usually is an indication thatself-attachment is functioning in full force. We really like it. We really like this storyline we're creating for ourselves. And so what we need to do is to investigate and penetrate this story that's being weaved together by ourselves.And how do we do it? We examine the subtle thoughts underlying these storylines, these reasoning that we have created, which sounds so reasonable and coherent and wholesome.
那当我讲到要那个探讨审视我们的信念跟行为，我讲的意思就是说，真 去真正的去那个深入探讨我们的心。因为可是这个深入探讨我们的心不容易做到，因为我们在做人的时候，我们有很多这个决定，我们要怎么去做人，我们是有原因的。这些原因我们都有，做这么几十年人了，我们都会想到，我们已经想到一个很好很完全的一个套道理来那个原因来支持为什么我们做我们做的事情，为什么我们这样子做人的了。那我们觉得都是善的蛮好的那我们就是会继续来去向着那个方向做。可是我们应该知道，作为一个修行者，当我们察觉到我们的心里面想到，哎，我这样子蛮好的，做得蛮对的，我应该没有什么需要去改善啊什么。我们应该知道，那个就是自我中心的执着在发生。所以我们应该怎么做？作为一个修行人，我们就是要去参，去深入的去探讨这些我们编出来的这些原因故事，他们都很动听，好像都是很有道理，都是善的，都是好像很完整没有漏洞的一套道理。我们就是要去看究竟它背后是什么一回事，有什么一些很维系的信念来推动这一套道理。So when we try to investigate and penetrate the mind, we ask ourselves, what is this all about? Meaning, what's behind this narrative? What's behind this big story, this theory that supports our way of living our life?And one might discover that, there's this whole idea behind this notion. One might discover that, when I think about it, there is this belief that self-promotion is wrong, bad. There's this belief, okay. Where does this belief come from? We keep going. We don't say, now find it. I'm done, which we might like to do, because we tend not to want to dig too deep, because we might find things that we don't like to see. 所以我们怎么样去深入的去探讨我们的心？我们可以先问这套道理，这个故事哈，我们觉得好像很没有漏洞，很完整，很有道理，很都是善的，这套想法究竟是什么一回事，背后是什么一回事。我们去问，我们不只是觉得这个很好我们就继续，有可能我们第一个找到的我背后是什么，我背后就是相信这个来来让大家都知道我在做什么很了不起的事情，这种行为是不好的，我觉得我相信这个是坏事，所以我就不想做嘛。那可是我们要再继续再问再参，可是通常我们就不会做，我们参一下谈到了嘛，原因就是我觉得这个是坏事，所以我不做。我们就觉得好了， 我们不继续去问了，去追问的去唱，为什么？我们不想追问，因为有可能我们一直问一直看的时候，会看到一些我们不想看到的事情，我们会看到一些我们不想看到的维系的信念，可是我们要继续问。
We ask, we press further. Where does this belief come from? Why do I believe that self-promotion is bad? If we keep going, we might find that it's sort of, there is a worldview behind it. Very subtle worldview. We don't walk around thinking about this, but it's there. This worldview includes the following.That one believes that the people who work hard and fulfill their responsibilities diligently should be rewarded without having to do anything more to have their effort recognized. If they work hard, they should be rewarded. There should be no need for them to promote themselves and make themselves known. And because now, even though one might believe this is how the world should work. Part of this worldview is that there's this feeling that the world doesn't work this way. The world, there's something wrong with the way the world is. That people who work hard and do what they're supposed to do, somehow they don't get recognized. And instead of honest people,hardworking people getting recognized, the way the world works is that less hardworking people get recognized because they spend the energy getting themselves recognized by engaging in self-promoting activities. This world is not fair. Terrible.Worldview. This is a very subtle worldview. Now, 当我们继续问、继续去参的时候，有可能我们就会发现，这个为什么我们相信？为什么我们相信？这个去把自己去出去，让大家知道，自己做一些什么了不起的东西。是坏的事情，不对的。我们会可能会发现，背后会有一个这个我们可能叫它是一个世界观。我们每个人其实对这个世界有一个看法的。我们对这个世界的看法，我们这都是我们带着它用这个世界，就我们对这个世界的看法来影响我们的想法。可是我们。通常不是很清楚，我们没有去审视我们这个世界观，我们会有可能会发现，我们其实有这个世界观，就是这个世界哈，应该是这样子，应该是怎么样？应该就是如果你努力做你事情，做好好做你的事情，你就是应该有人会知道你在做。你的工作做得很好，不需要你去到处告诉人家的，不应该是这样子的。可是呢，这个还是我们的世界观，我们的世界就是有问题，我们世界是不是这样子的？我们的世界就是那些那老老实实好好做他的工作的人，大家不知道，没人去欣赏他们。而有一些不是老老实实努力做工作的人，他们整天就去到处去花他们的时间精力，让人家知道我多了不起啊，我怎么多行啊，什么，哎，他们就受到欣赏。背后就是觉得这个世界就是有问题，不公平，应该受到欣赏的人没有受到欣赏，不应该受到欣赏的人受到欣赏。而这个世界观可能是我们不知道一直在运行的，
可是就一直在影响我们的想法，各方面的想法。
The interesting thing is this worldview valid? Is this correct? Do we actually agree that it is accurate?
所以 the worldview yes, so the worldview is that the world is unfair. Yeah, the world, but first of all, there is the belief of how the world is supposed to be like. There's the belief of how the world is supposed to be like, and then the belief how it actually is, and thus the assessment that it is unfair. It is not working the way it's supposed to be. So the belief is that, now this is an example. The belief is that, I believe that the world, you know, people who are hardworking, who are honest, really doing their work, they should just be rewarded without having to go out of the way to promote themselves. But, yes. Is that clear?
I think that's the question here. Is the question of becoming. I am now this, and I wish to become that. There are many times where it is a very poor decision to be this and try and to become that. However, there are times when it is important and it is actually advantageous to be this and to become that. For example, if I work in a hospital and I am a physician's assistant and I wish to help people, I see nothing wrong with being this and trying to become a doctor who can do a great deal more in helping people with their problems. So to become this and try and become that, sometimes is advantageous and sometimes it's a matter of, as you say, what was the word that you used? It was ego. Ego. I do not believe that every doctor that works in the hospital is an egomaniac. And I do believe that many of them have become because they wanted to do good and right and well for their fellow beings. So it's my belief that it's impossible to come out with a single view that it is wrong to try and advance oneself, assuming that everyone that does that is doing that in order to satisfy their ego.
Thank you very much. Indeed. Let me translate that into Chinese for the Chinese speaking audience. 这位菩萨讲了，比如说，我觉得这个其实在讲的就是，好像就是我现在是在做什么，跟我希望可以做到什么。那他用一个例子呢，就是说，我现在是工作室那个医生的助手，那我可以去争取。 去那个变成一个医生，那我不相信，因为我不相信所有的医生呢都是那个自我膨胀很大的人哈，都是很骄傲的人，很有可能就是那些人要争取变成一个医生，因为他们希望可以做更多事情，可以帮助更多人，所以呢这个想法就是说。 要去争取变成一个医生，一定是一个不好的事情呢。有可能我们不很难说这个一定是这样子的一回事的，所以我们不可以这么简单的去看，一定是这样子说要争取。 那个好一点的职位的人，都是一个来自自我膨胀的一个行为。Thank you very much. And that's precisely what I would like us to think about. The first part when I was going over the worldview, is just I made it up, and you can discover any worldview. All right. First is to penetrate our mind to really find out what is the worldview that drives our rationale of being. I may have mine, you may have yours. The key is to actually penetrate into the mind to see it, which we often don't even do. That's the first point. 那我很感恩这位菩萨的参与。其实刚才讲的就是这回事。首先，我刚才讲的一个例子就是说，我们的世界观，这个世界观只是一个例子，要搞清楚那个是一个例子，不是我不是说那个世界观是对的，不要搞错，那个世界观只是一个例子。 可能我要这个世界观，你的世界观不一样，每个人世界观是不一样的。可是我们要搞清楚的时候，这是我们的想法，平常做人处事的想法，背后是有一套世界观。以这一套世界观是一个，就是我刚才讲的一些比较维系的信念，我们通常不知道。 通常没有去审视，可是这套世界观是一直在运作的，这个是第一件很重要的事情。So, first order of our business here is to understand that behind the way we think and reason in our life, there are these subtle thoughts. Can be our worldview, can be our value system, can be our belief about the purpose of our life that drive the way we think. I have mine, you have yours. Everybody have their own worldview, value, and belief about the purpose of life. But we tend not to examine them. We tend not to even know what they are clearly in the mind. And that's Yes. And of course, these worldview, they don't come from nowhere. They come from conditioning, right? 所以, 刚才再讲清楚就是 我们要搞清楚, 我们常常没有去察觉到的, 就是我们平常的信念, 我们的平常的想法, 背后是有一些维系的念头, 来推动的, 有可能是我们的世界观, 刚才讲了一个例子, 或是我们的价值观, 或是我们的人生观, 这些价值观, 人生观, 世界观, 是一些很维系的观念, 我们通常不会坐在那边, 在想, 啊, 这个是我的人生观, 很多时候我们没有去想过, 我们只是一直在这样子根据他们来做人, 我们其实不是很清楚究竟我们的价值观、人生观、世界观是怎么样的一回事的。 所以我刚才讲的第一件事就是要去深入探讨，就是去了解这些比较维系的念头究竟是什么。 After we penetrate the mind to identify clearly these subtle thoughts which might be our value, which might be our belief about what our life should be for, our belief about worldview. And it is then we have an opportunity to actually examine them and ask ourselves the question of, is this valid? This is a belief. This is a belief. But we very often believe in things that are wrong, that are not valid, that makes no sense, that are based on wrong assumptions. But if we never even identify these beliefs clearly in our mind, how will we ever be able to examine them to see if they are valid at all? 那我们要去深入探讨我们的心, 清楚知道我们的心, 去看这些维系的信念, 去看我们的世界观, 价值观, 人生观, 然后我们才有机会去问, 我们这些观念是不是对的? 我们有这些观念, 我们相信这些观念, 因为我们相信这些观念, 我们一直根据他们来做人, 对事, 可是这些观念是不是对的? 我们常常 我们相信很多东西, 可是很多时候我们相信的东西是错的, 是不对的。 可是如果我们从来不去审视, 探讨, 深入探讨我们的心, 去清清楚楚了解, 这些维系的念头, 我们的人生观, 价值观, 世界观, 那我们怎么可能有机会, 去探讨究竟这些观念是对还是错, 我们连他们是什么都不知道, 这个是第二点, 第二步。 So, it's only when we get a chance to really clearly know what these subtle thoughts are that we can look at them. It's like, oh. And like what this gentleman has said, we may look at this worldview, an example of a worldview, and look at that. Well, this worldview has actually all sort of holes. Assuming that people who engage in self-promotion gain an unfair advantage. Where does that come from? You know, like, is that true? You know, like that's not true. Like, not everyone who advance, who get into important position, they're egomaniacs, like you said, right? Maybe they're there because they truly want to do something good. But there's this underlying assumption. Is the assumption correct? When we really look at it, like, this whole worldview may not be able to stand on its feet anymore. It may not hold up anymore. 那好，他刚好像刚才啊，当我们有机会去探讨、去审视我们这些观念、这些维系的念头，看他们究竟是不是对的时候，正好在刚才这位菩萨是讲我刚才提出的这一个例子，这个世界观的例子，就发现这个世界观背后的出有一些那个想法啊哈。好像就觉得那些可以去把自己的会去把自己做的很厉害的东西来让人家知道，让他们可以去进入比较高层次的工作啊，都是可是他们有可能他们做这个事情是因为他们希望可以做更多有用的事情，不是因为他们那个自我中心很强，很强，只是为他们的私利来做。可是那个世界观就有这个想法，觉得去来要让自己变成很重要的人，都是有问题的，都是不公平的。那当我们有机会去审视这一些这个看法的时候，我们就发现漏洞百出。好像这不是我们不是可以真正的觉得这么可以去相信他了。 When we have a chance to clearly identify these subtle views and examine their validity, then we may be able to see that maybe I shouldn't believe in them as much as I had beforeOr maybe, yes, we have a choice, we have a chance to make a conscious decision rather than not knowing what it is, we blindly carry it out, decision after decision after decision in living our life. 那当我们有机会去审视这些维系的想法，对那个世界人生价值的看法，然后去决定这个想法好像有点漏洞，有点偏差，是不是很正确的，那我们就有一个机会可以来，我们是来决定我还要不要相信他，我还要不要相信这个想法。当我们没有去审视探讨这些维系的看法的时候，我们没有选择，我们就一直去相信它，盲目的相信它，一刹那一刹那的一直来让这些维系的观念升起，然后我们去相信它，让我们去把我们就这样子根据他来做人处事。 So a few more examples. Now I'm going to throw out some more examples of what one may find to illustrate this process of examining our thoughts and actions. So we might discover, this is the worldview. And think that, think that the world is so unfair. And one might also discover that, I don't like these people because they get an unfair advantage. So, and this is why I don't want to mix with them. I'm not going to play that same game as I do. Right? There's this very strong sense of right and wrong. What's fair, what's not fair. Not only that, I don't like that which is unfair.Feeling that I'm the one who knows what is fair. I'm going to play fair. Okay. Or one may find more things as one keep going and penetrate the mind. One believes that spending one's life and energy to chase after material success is really foolish. That's for people who don't know any better. I'm not like that. I'm not like that. I'm because I'm not foolish. And one may also find that, one might discover this thought that, what if I play that game and then people find that I'm actually not good enough? I still don't get my promotion. That will be really terrible. That will be really terrible. So now, if I don't try, I cannot fail. So that sounds like a pretty good plan. It won't be so embarrassing to find out that I actually can't cut it. We can go on and find a number of other inconvenient truths about what's going on in our mind. Now, remember, we started out with a very wholesome set of reasoning to explain our action. Now, 我希望可以就是再提出一些例子，让我们看。 究竟我们讲的这个审视来探深入探讨我们的信念究竟是怎么一回事？刚才讲去问，究竟是什么一回事？我们发现有一些这个很维系的念头，就是我们的世界观，有可能我们在去看的时候，我们会发现这些很维系的念头，比如说。 这些人啊，会发，我们会发现我们自己在有这些想法，就是这些人啊，来可以，因为他们很会，让人家知道他有多了不起哈，他们就是有就得到一些好东西，这个是不公平的，那他们这些人啊做的事情是不对的，我不喜欢这些人。 我也不要跟他们混在一块，也就是我不喜欢这个对这个不对的想法。或许我们还会发现更多的想法，维系的想法是那些人啊，那个整天去追求名。 追求名啊，这个地位，追求那个金钱啊，那个都是很愚痴的人，他们都是很愚痴的，我才不会像他们那么愚痴嘞，我才不会像他们这样子，这个是可能会发现另外一个维系的想法。那当我们再继续那个去深入的。 探讨我们的心的时候，我们会可能会发现那个一些其他的一些维系的想法的时候，可能会想，那如果我参加他们这个游戏啊，那如果我参加就做他们要我认为我要做的事情，我还是没有办法升职，那我怎么办？那不是就是很尴尬嘛？啊，那个这样子吧，我不参加。 我就不会成功，可是又不会失败，那个好像蛮好的计划哈，那个不会让出丑啊哈。我们一直可以去探讨，我们这个是可以，这些是一些例子哈，这些都是很明显的，这些都是很维系的念头，我们要去探讨才会看到的。 那我不知道大家记不记得这个故事开始的时候，就是为什么你是怎么讲？讲出来的理由都是很好的哈，都是很有道理的，都是善的，都是很有好像很有滋味的那个那些理由。可是当我们探讨深入探讨的时候，我们发现这些，看上去好像没有那么好看、好动听了哈。
So as we go on penetrating the mind, we find that these subtle underlying thoughts are there.
now we know why we don't really want to look that much, because it's a lot messier and less coherent down there in the more subtle level of our mind. 那我们知道现在的知道为什么我们通常不想去深入探讨我们的心，因为我们表面可以想出来的那些理由原因都是很没有漏洞，很漂亮，很动听的，然后我们去看的时候深入探讨的时候，可能不是一定有可能会看找到一些乱七八糟的想法。 In case you haven't noticed, these underlying subtle thoughts are not all wholesome thoughts. You might notice resentment of people who are good at promoting themselves. You might notice anger at people who somehow cannot notice people who are honest, hardworking people. What's wrong with them? You might notice arrogance. Hey, you know, I'm better than those people who spend a life striving for material success. Better than them. Or pride. In conceit, thinking that one is too good to be playing this game that everyone else is playing. One might notice fear, actually, fear of failure. One might notice self-delusion. If I don't play this game, I can't lose. Are these wholesome mental factors? 那大家听到刚才一些例子，可能会找到一些比较维系的信念的时候，或许会看到这些维系的信念不是全部都是善的信念，是吧？或者我们可能会看，察觉到有一些信念是好像就是嗔心，对那些。 很会做那个很成功做的一个成功的人，会觉得他们都是不是很公平的，或者那些人没有不会看到一些努力老实的人，应该去欣赏他们那些人，他们是有问题的嗔心，或者是傲慢心，我觉得。 我才不会像那些人呢，整天才去追求名利，我才不是那样子的人呢，或是觉得这个游戏啊，这个名利的游戏，我不是像他们，我没有那么低级嘞，我是比他们的好，傲慢心，或是一个就是那个是一个很恐惧的心，很恐惧失败。 还有就是其实就是愚痴的心，我不做就不会失败了嘛，愚痴的心，这些是好的，是善的心念吗？ So earlier we were talking about creating karma. Is it possible for us to be creating unwholesome karma? The entire time thinking that we are creating wholesome karma, that we are being good. It is possible. But it is not inevitable. Why? Because if we cultivate our mind to maintain this clarity, which allows us to penetrate our mind enough to notice these subtle thoughts underlying our actions, then we will have a chance to examine them, to see if they are valid. When we see that they are not valid, we have a chance to make a different choice, to choose not to believe in them, because every time a thought arises, we don't have to believe in them. When we don't believe in them, we don't turn them into action. That's when we don't create that karma. Every moment we can choose. We can choose not to perpetuate these unwholesome thoughts that are constantly arising in our mind. 那刚才我问有没有可能，就是我们一直在行善，觉得我们做的事情都是善的，可是一直在做恶业。现在我们就发现是有可能的，有可能为什么？因为我们不知道，我们不知道这些维系的信念，可能我们可能是一直在升起这些恶的维系的信念。那是不是我们一定是要一直在升起这些恶业呢？当然不是。为什么？因为当我们保持我们的心的宁静，我们就有办法可以清清楚楚的去探讨审视我们的行为想法背后那些维系的信念。当我们可以清清楚楚看到这些观念、这些维系的想法的时候，我们就有机会去问：这个是对的还是错的？我们就会有一个机会去选择，选择什么？选择不去相信它。我刚才讲了，我们业是怎么造的？信念升起，我们相信它，才把它变成行为。我们有机会清清楚楚审视它，发现这个是恶的信念，我们不去相信它，我们就不会把它变成行为，我们就不造恶业了。所以每一个刹那我们都可以选择不再做造恶业的。 I hope this helps us renew our effort in our cultivation of mental clarity, and so we should work towards our liberation from suffering. 那我希望这个讨论可以让我们有机会再让我们重新觉得我们修行是非常重要、非常有用，让我们。让我们修行一个明净的心，可以离苦得乐。谢谢大家。